Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm not doing okay. I guess a mixture of fine and frustrated at the same time, and we'll get into this. I want to see how I'm going to do this. Okay, first off, because I am posting this after the 16th anniversary of One Direction, so happy late 1D day. Happy late 16 years of One Direction. Yes, one of the things I want to mention, Directioners, one of the best fandoms in the world. They're incredible, so nice, so friendly, so helpful, and I'll get to the points why I think that. I knew that for, again, I've been a Direction for 14 years, so I've known this for like 14 years, and before that, too. So let's get started. You know me, I do negatives first and then I do positives. That's the kind of person I am. I do negatives and then I do positives. Okay, I have a lot more negatives than positives. Okay, so I went to see Louis Tomlinson's concert on the 16th anniversary of 1D, of One Direction. I choose that day specifically because it's, as a director, 16th anniversary, and wanted to celebrate with a lot of my fellow Direction, and I'm like, what a best way to celebrate is to go to one of the, either if it was a One Direction show or one of the boys' show. So that's what I did. Orlando, why weren't there any pop-ups like inside? I know there is a heat wave and it's terrible and it's hell outside, but why indoor place, this, that, and the other, didn't do a you know, indoor thing for us? Like, come on now. I think it was either Brazil, Belgium, one of the big countries, as someone was telling me in line yesterday, went all out. And I'm like, again, like I said, Florida, worst state ever in many different ways. Horrible weather. It's like it's like 30 to 40 degrees Celsius, aka for the Americans out there, that means it's 80 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. It's terrible weather. That's what I call terrible weather. It's horrible out here. Anyway, and it feels like 100 because of the humidity. So it's actually 100. Okay, so let's actually start. Oh, before I completely start, because I want everybody to hear this part, I was not able to get tickets to see Ariana Grande tonight in my hometown in Montreal, in French, how we pronounce, because Quebec is a French province, so it's Montreal, yeah, tonight, Montreal. So Ariana Grande is going to be in Montreal tonight. I'm going to say the whole sentence in French. I stopped myself. So, what I want us Canadians that are able to go, show these Americans how it's done, and for the We Can't Be Friends song, when I'm gonna come and sit in silence, all of everybody be mute, be quiet, and show these Americans how it's done, because too many of these American cities have done a horrible job. They're supposed to be mute when they're not. Okay, anyway, let's get back to it. I just wanted to do that PSA because I was thinking about it while I was hoping I didn't get heat stroke yesterday. Because you think about a lot of things. Okay. So, I left around the end of four. Yeah, and I left at four. Alright, I'm gonna both use the metro system, and because that's what I use. So I'm gonna say both, so people know what it is. So I left at 16 o'clock, 4 p.m. I got there between 17:20, 17:30. Again, that is 5:20, 5:30. And then, Americans, you should just use the metro system. It's so easy. Also, use Celsius, way easy. And also, just use a 24-hour clock. It's way easy. Why are we going back to one? Okay, anyway. So, I got there. I was like, okay, doors are going to be open soon. Not that long. Yes, I did read the know before you go. I'm not looking for the... I have to look through emails to see the know before you go again. But I remember seeing it saying, like, it's either early entry or whatever. It's at 5:20, type 3, whatever. It was sometime at 5. Okay, got there. Even if, the main door is open at 6, it doesn't matter. Got there. There's no shade. There's no thing to protect you from heat stroke. It's 100 degrees outside. And for... which is 50 degrees, Celsius. It's 100 degrees outside. It's terrible. The only people that have fans and stuff like that are the guards. Everybody else has portable fans. Okay? That they have. Everybody's dying. This, that, and the other. Okay? And when I got there, they're like, oh, are you floor? This is the floor place. It was disorganized. Very disorganized. And also, if you were on the floor in VIP, you were supposed to go in first. They went in the same time that everybody else did. That's one thing. Again, disorganized. They were supposed to be in already. They weren't. I talked to someone, and I was like one of the security guards, oh, yeah, we're letting everybody in at 5:45, okay? Remember, I said I got there, I didn't take a picture, my bad. But between 5:20 and 5:30, 5:45 hits. Nothing was moving, they didn't open the doors. 5:50 hits, nothing. 6 o'clock, when I believe maybe that was the time that everybody was supposed to let in, maybe, nothing, okay? Nothing, nada, no movement, no nothing. All right, it was so hot. All right, we were, if you know the musical Les Miserables, and we were like, we're about to hear, sing, can we hear the people sing? Because that's how terrible it was. We were about to start a riot, which deserves some. Because you cannot have people outside. I don't care. Again, it's Florida. You should have precautions and have a tent and fans. Disney does that. Hello. Come on now. Universal does that. Hello. If you guys let people in when it rains, you should. It's people pass out. People, and I'm getting there. That there, people pass out. You should let people in, like downstairs, like inside. Okay. So again, we finally get in around minimum 6:05. I would say maximum. Let me see. I didn't take a picture, unfortunately. I took a picture at 6 showing, like, oh, they still have not let us in. But I did not take a picture of... Okay, got it. And I'm going to use the reference of when I got, food, okay? So, between 6:05. Now, I'm not even going to say 6:05. I'm going to say 6:10 and 6:20. Okay? And to be nice, because I'm Canadian, between 6:05 and 6:20, we were let in. And mind you, they didn't let us in because it was time to let us in. There were multiple people that passed out that we were like, "Someone, we need water, we need water, we need water, we need water." That they had to bring like wheelchairs out because people were passing out. So you finally let us in because people are passing out? You're getting a horrible review from me. I'm saying that, UCF, and I'm never coming back. Because that's just terrible. How you treating your guests and the fans, that's just terrible. Are you joking right now? Are you joking? Wow. No, that's just terrible. And this is another reason why I was in line with a lot of different directors, talking, chatting. Easy, gets along, super sweet. We have each other's back. Someone passed out, we're like, water, water, water. Helping those people out. I've been to, I don't like going to outside concerts, playing alone, because people get heat stroke and pass out. I went to, this is a side note, because it goes along with the heat stroke. I went to a concert with my sister. It was my sister's band, one of the bands that she liked. This was an outside concert. I never heard of them. Maybe Windsor? I don't know what the band name was. But it was outside. I didn't see the fans, and someone passed out. I didn't see the fans have that camaraderie, like being there for each other, like us directioners were. Like, us directioners are family. We're there for each other. I've made a lot of friends being a fan of One Direction. Same with the Jonas Brothers. And Demi Lovato. And there was no fans that was like, oh. Like, it was just crazy. Again, because I'm used to, like, the majority of the fandoms I'm in, they got very supportive, and I made friends with people at those concerts. And who found out that this fan passed out, or these multiple fans passed out, was one of the band members of the show. Like, oh, and they're like, guys, move, let's have some room for EMT, guys, can people get to her water, what, are you okay, like, come on. Anyway, getting back to the show, it was horrible, extremely horrible. I remember going to an outside concert last month, and they allowed you to have water because it was horrible outside. If the people are waiting outside and it's horrible outside, have something to cover them. Let them have water. Come on. UCF, USA. Yes, I named this the university. And to be honest, you have enough money. Universities have enough money to be able to have, like, oh, okay, you can, to have covered. Like, come on now. Put more money in the arts and more protection, especially when it's hell outside. Okay, let's go inside the venue. Inside the venue, you go inside, okay? Before you see the concessions and get to the seats and stuff like that, there's a big lobby. Why weren't we allowed to go inside the lobby? You have security, right? Why weren't we allowed to go inside the lobby and wait until whatever time, like, the food, beverage, they were ready? Come on now. Come on. You have this big space. Come on. You have to, like, unless, like, so there's two options. You go up the stairs, and if you have a disability, you go on the elevator and go to the second floor, and that is where the concessions and the seats are.
Hi.
Hello. Yes. You could have scanned everybody's tickets and left them in the bottom and be like, no, you're not allowed to go upstairs. Everybody would listen. And they thought, like, oh, telling us single file online when a lot of people like passed out, that we're gonna listen. No! We did, but like, still, why are you expecting that? You treated us terribly. We did, and we quit single file line, but in my head I was like, I'm not listening to you, but I still did it. But because, like, come on now, you treated us poorly, like half of us passed out. Come on now. Like, anyway, okay, so after getting in, the seats, like, the figuring out what section you are, that was like, where, so it would say, like, for example, I was like section 103. I was really close to, like, I wasn't barricaded, but I was really close. I was center and was really close to seeing everything. And I know how to read. I know how stadiums go. It's like 104 and da, da, da. Okay, follow the door. I was like, it was like 104, 103. Went down like it told me to, right? Went down, got there, went to my row, okay, because again, it's my first time. Oh, it, and I'm like, it didn't really say, it just said 103, 104, right? I was like, is this section 103? And then lovely, again, this is why I love my fandom, person was like, no, this is 104. We think 103 is that way. Okay, they're not sure either. They asked others. Okay, went around. Like, went up, and then that way. Went, oh. So had to talk to other directioners. Hi, friends. Is this 103? No, this is 105. Okay, left, okay, found, look for an employee that worked there, a security guard. She couldn't really move out of her spot, and I was like, where's 103? Because you should know, like, basically know where it is. She pointed right there. I was like, okay, maybe this is another section I did not go to. And it ended up being wrong. I asked her, is this a section 103? They're like, no, this is 104. And then a directioner was like, I think 103 is that way. You see what I mean? Like, yes, the staff was great. They were very friendly. Like, the bartender, the food people, yes. The person that was standing near the, it was a photo job, was very nice. She was just probably busy. Okay, I'm not gonna completely, but I'm blaming UCS. That's all I'm saying. I'm blaming UCS. Like, to have it so confusing, I've looked up and people have been saying, like, yeah, UCF finding your seat is difficult. Make it less difficult. Come on now. To the point that I have to ask, again, we are very friendly people. Help! I even helped, like, someone, like, do you know where Garage D is? Yeah, girl, it's this way. I'm going that way too. You see, we're so helpful with each other, which is why I love this fandom. One of the many reasons why I love this fandom. We help each other. So, was it workers at this? At UCF, in their addition, whatever the hell their arena is called, I don't really care because I'm not coming back, is called. Did their employees really help me find where I needed to be? No. I had to ask fellow fans, which I'm fine with doing, and they were like, we were all guessing, and then we're like, oh, maybe this, maybe that, maybe this, maybe that, and then, you know, stop me saying thank you, but this, that, and the other. Like, come on now. When is this? A lot of us is like first time, and are a lot of us last time. And maybe if they came here multiple times, maybe this is their last time. But it was a horrible experience. Okay, very horrible experience. And this is before the show, guys. And me, I come here early. I get food. I get a drink. I got a drink because I needed it. Because hello, and I got water because again, standing outside and stuff. Horrible experience. Oh, here's another thing that is very messed up. This is the first time this has happened to me. Okay? I went to buy food. I got a Cuban sandwich. I know people don't care, but I got a Cuban sandwich. I got a water, and I got two alcoholic beverages. Not all at once. I got two. I got an alcoholic beverage when I got in. I got another one after that, and then after that, I got a Cuban sandwich, and then water. Okay? Okay, I'm asking around, like, one of the workers there, where, you know, I just got my sandwich, where are the tables, like, where are the tables, where are we supposed to, you know, sit down, like, make sure I don't spill anything, because I eat, and then, and drink, and then get to my seat, because again, I do not know if this arena has thin steps, or has big steps. I don't want to trip and then lose my food. Again, first time here. And last time here. The worker there, very friendly, right? Like I said, the only issue I had is DCF in general. And the security guards outside that wouldn't let us in. That's it. Inside security... it wasn't inside security that I talked to. It was the person that was in charge, the usher that was in charge of, either the usher or security that was in charge of the photo op, right? The person that was in charge of the photo op, the bartenders and the food staff, great, lovely people, and then the ushers, great, the people. Okay? Great people. Okay. Looking for somewhere to eat. I found a worker. Going back. I found a worker. I was like, where are the tables? Because it's just a big circle. Like I said, big circle. And then there's little spaces. The sections. Okay. Big circle. You can do a lap. Okay. I asked... hi, excuse me, I'm already frustrated, before, like I said, I'm already frustrated because I've been in the heat, I'm annoyed, and I didn't show that to, the bartenders or the servers or anything like that. This is just internal. Yeah, I'm frustrated, I'm just done, this is our day, this is 1D day, it's supposed to be a good day, and UCF is just making it terrible, like universities do in general. Parking was, talking about it, parking was fine because, again, it's summer and there's less people, so parking wasn't as terrible as how it usually is in universities. If this concert was probably... August to December, parking would be trash. So parking was okay. Anyway, there was no tables. Going back, there was no tables at all. Nothing. No tables. I was told like she told me like either you know eat your food standing up or eat it at your seat, and then in my head I'm like, oh, this is like trash can table time, is trash can table time, da da da. If you watch Mama Club on YouTube or Wally on YouTube, it's a whole segment when they go to Epcot and all the tables are used. They eat on top of a trash can. So I'm either eating on top of a trash can, or I'm eating at one of the dispensers that have like ketchup, mayo, stuff like that. And that's where I ate my food, where the ketchup, mayo. I wasn't the only one that was doing that. So that was another. Are you serious? You're a concert venue. Have seats. Hello? Especially like, it was hot out. So what I saw is places that, you know, people weren't lined up for merch or lined up for food or alcohol. I see a lot of people like either standing up, eating and drinking, sitting down on the floor, eating or drinking on top of trash cans, eating or drinking on top of like one of the like ketchup mayo where I was, like one of the sections I was. That's what I saw. UCF, you have money. You're a university. You have money. You steal a lot of students' money. Yes, I said it. Universities take a lot of students' money for what? What are you doing? What are you doing? You could have some chairs and stuff. Come on. Zero stars. So that, again, this is my experience. This is like from when I got there at between 5:20 and this is like 5:20 until like 5:30. This is my experience from 5:20 to like 6:30, 6:40. Okay, got to my seat. Not got to my seat. Got to the right section. Found an usher. Was like, "Do you need help?" I'm like, "Yes, is this section 103? Yeah, she's like, "Yes." I'm just gonna head to like row K. She's like, "Okay, yeah, here, follow me. I'll show you." She was amazing for that. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay, so let's actually get to the show. Well, why we are here, okay? Because all I've been doing is bitching. So we're gonna get to the pros, okay? What made me happy during the night, okay? And what made me not... Well, I paid money to see Louis, so I was gonna see Louis no matter what. I had to do with all this BS because of UCF. So I'm gonna enjoy my night. So Louis had two openers. The first opener, never heard of them. They were called Picture Parlor. So this concert in general was like a rock and roll rock indie concert. That's how I would describe it, with a hint of pop. And Picture Parlor, they were rock and roll indie, which is what I would consider them as. Never heard of them. I don't know where they're from. Again, I was still like, this is when I was like de-escalating, like texting my friends, being like, "This is what happened. Don't ever go here. If a band you know is going here, don't go here." Like, I was doing that. So they sounded fine. I'm not gonna like now listen to them. Again, I come early enough because I love live music. I like to listen to the openers, be like, "Oh, this is a new band or artist I can start listening to." Live music is important. They were fine. I'm not going to like go out of my way and now be listening to them, but they were fine. They sounded good. Nothing that made me want to like stop my conversation. But the second band, The Beaches, who are a rock girl group, did amazing. I'm following them. They did an amazing job. By the way, Picture Parlor, I believe they're from the UK. Because how do they spell parlor? Or Canada, one of those two. Because of how they say, parlor. Well, pretty much, I'm sorry for the outside noise. I am outside in the patio, recorded this for less, you know, noise of people, but then you're just getting outside noise, but I am overheating being outside. But yeah, the beaches, they're from my country, Canada, but they're from Toronto specifically. They did great. I love the song where it was like fuck you to your exes, and there was a part that was like fuck you, right? I love it. Amazing. They did great. If they tour anytime soon, I will go to the tour. Hopefully it's not outside, and hopefully it's not in a university, because either to the outside, maybe the university, no. So I do have video footage. Louis did talk about how he's grateful and and he has gratitude for us and loves us, and you know, all the boys have said that. All the boys have said that they respect. They wouldn't be there without us. So the both openers, Picture Parlor was at 7. The Beaches was at 7:30. From 8 to 9, it was a 1D dance party. All different songs that they made for an hour. Louis came on at 9:08. It doesn't matter. 9 p.m. 9 p.m. to, like, I would say 9 p.m. to, like, 11. If we're gonna do that. He did a phenomenal job. Did great. Again, I heard the pop. I heard the rock. I heard the indie with him. He did incredible. He did a fake out of Wonder of What Makes You Beautiful. We thought he was going to sing that. And then he was like, no, I'm not singing that. He did sing No Control and Night Changes. I thought he was going to do more 1D songs for tonight. For the 23rd. Because it was the 16th anniversary. But he only did 2. Which I was like, oh, I was hoping you did more, you know. I'm okay with staying for midnight. to have more songs. But he didn't. His song last night, No Phones. No Phones, just in the moment. It was the first time in like a long time that I did not film a song. I haven't not filmed a concert in a long time. I think the last time I did it was like a concert that I went with my sister, and my sister was more into the artist, and I wasn't. And I'm like, I will go to a lot of different concerts. There's just some people that I won't go see in concert, and genres I won't see. I'm not a rap person, I'm not a hip hop person, so I won't see any pop or rap artists, even if the ticket's free. I don't like that genre. And there's a couple of people I won't see either. People are gonna be mad at me. Taylor Swift, not a Taylor Swift fan. Chris Brown, because of the things that he's done, like stuff like that. Other than that, I'm pretty much open to listening and going to concerts of different people and discovering new music, because I love music. It has got me through a lot of things, and I'm a big advocate of live music, live performances. Again, I went to talk about university and school and stuff like that. I majored in communications and theater, and like live performances and the performing arts and being like on air personality and stuff like that. So like, I have a passion in that, and I like seeing shows. I love seeing plays. I love seeing musical live performances. The arts matter. people in many ways. So to conclude, Louis D. Gray, it was a phenomenal concert. It got, like, from once the Beaches came on at 7:30 to, I would say, the end of the, to, including when Louis came on and the whole concert. So from the Beaches on, I had a great night. Unfortunately, Picture Parlor didn't have my full attention, but I was listening to them, and I'm like, they did good too. They helped me a little bit get out of my annoyingness, but not gonna follow them. They're usually didn't like hit me hard that I'm like, oh yes, I like this, I'm going to go stream their music. But overall, great concert. Love going to concerts. Been like, this is my, so I went to Demi Lovato in April. I went to Demi Lovato. So this year I've seen Demi Lovato. I've seen, like, going back to back shows and stuff like that. I saw Demi Lovato, and then I saw Pitbull. I saw Hilary Duff. Charlie Puth canceled because he got sick. I was going to see Zayn, but Zayn canceled his whole North American tour. I know he got sick, and I hope he's better now. But yeah, my next, like, the next artist I'm seeing is Bruno Mars. So again, not a lot of concerts this year, but the ones that I did go to, I had a blast and had fun. And I will talk, you see how I said the truth and everything, the venue, the workers, everything like that, the process of ticketing. Oh, by the way, for the process of ticketing, I bought these tickets on concert week. That's when I bought the Louis tickets. Concert week, they were $50, so not expensive, very easy. But like, when it comes to Bruno Mars and then the war ad, I'm gonna talk about that in my podcast review. My podcast about the Bruno Mars concert. Yeah. But overall, when the concert itself was great. The things before, meaning the venue, UCF in general, terrible. They will not see me back because I had a horrible experience. And like they said, first impressions are essential. They can ruin our engagement. And there was too many things. I'm like, how do you not have seats for people? Number one, I was like hoping, like, oh, okay, they saw a couple of us pass out, they're gonna get chairs for us to sit because people pass out. No. Inconsiderate, rude, and this is for all my Full House and Fuller House fans. How rude! Like Stephanie Tanner said, how rude! But overall, great concert. We'll see Louis again. Let's see all the boys again. R.I.P. Liam. But anytime I'm with Directioners, Lavade, Jonas Brothers fan, I don't know what we're specifically called. Joe fans, Arianas, okay. Arianas, I know it's like Ariana and then A-T-O-R, yeah, great time, fun group of people, love, like, that's why I said, like, my main, like, the people, like, that would say, oh, these are my top five, right, the community is great, we're there for each other, we have fun with each other, the ones that are, like, lower, like, I wouldn't be, like, my, after 10, it's, like, the the fandoms are like here or there. You have some friends in them, you have not. Some of the fandoms are not the greatest. But overall, like I said, directors are amazing. We're one of the best fandoms ever. I love being a directioner. If you go by yourself, you make friends there. I went by myself, I made friends there. Loved it. Even if I, like even if when I go to, like I said, I'm gonna say the fans' names and not the artists, but to where there's directioners, where's there's Lovatix, where's there Jonas Brothers fans, where there's Ariana Grande fans. Even if I go with friends, I make more friends. If I go by myself, I make friends. Because that's the community that we are. We are welcoming, we are helpful, we are kind. And that's all I have for you guys today. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.